first time.
Tomorrow is the 1st of October. You know what that means? Of course you do. It's Dyslexia Awareness Month. And so I thought we'd find out more about it. Tricia Spencer is the head teacher at Oak Hill School. I think it's time to ask a professional more about this topic. Tricia, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kat. Lovely to be here.
So let's talk dyslexia. What exactly is dyslexia? Can you give us an idea, a bit of a definition for us?
Yes, it's certainly one of those terms that gets people thinking, isn't it? So, there are lots of different interpretations and definitions, but basically it's a term that's used to describe the sort of challenges that individuals may have when they're learning to read accurately, write or spell. Also, individuals may have some issues related to memory or organisation. And many parents and teachers might also have noticed that dyslexic type difficulties also occur with other difficulties, for example, attention, ADHD or dysgraphia or sometimes even anxiety.
Is it true that you can have a sort of dyslexia with numbers? You might be able to read and write with letters, but numbers might be an issue.
Yes, it can affect people's ability to use mathematics, definitely. And often, as we said, there's co-occurring difficulties. Mm. And, some parents and teachers may also have heard of dyslexia being referred to as a specific learning difficulty. That seems to be more used in recent years than dyslexia.
Can we get up to speed a little bit on that terminology? As you mentioned, the terms can be changing. Let's just put it very straightforward. Do you suffer from dyslexia or do you have dyslexia? Is it a disorder? Are there any other terms like this that we should clarify?
Yeah, I think that's a good point to make. The language, about special needs and learning differences is changing all the time. And it's important that we keep up to date with the research and think about things in a different way when new research comes out. So I guess what we would use at Oak Hill is not really words like suffer from or treated for or handicapped by. That you do still hear those terms, but much less. Instead, we would use things like identified with dyslexia, because it's not a medical condition. So we'd try and make sure that use people first language. So because society is becoming much more neurodiverse now and people have much more knowledge and awareness of learning differences in society as a whole. So, we need to keep up with that in education and in our day-to-day lives as well. So I hope that helps.
I noticed as well, as you were responding to the question, you used the word learning differences as opposed to learning difficulties. And I like that, just acknowledging that there are differences, we have to deal with them accordingly, really.
Yeah, absolutely.
Go on.
I was just saying that's the whole thing about this whole diversity, neurodiversity now as well, that, everybody will have a difficulty with something in some way, but some are more pronounced than others. Mm-hmm. And, it's a kind of a softer way of looking at it, if you like, and, that more people can have awareness of how people learn.
Can you give us a brief history of Oak Hill? Why did Oak Hill get set up? Who are your students?
Yeah. Great, no problem. We're set up by the Oak Foundation in 2005. And for those who know the Oak Foundation, it's a not-for-profit organisation, a family-led organisation here in Geneva who support a wide range of different projects like housing, women's rights, immunisation, and education, of course, is another one of their areas. So they set up the programme in 2005 to support the community and be a resource for students in the area of Nyon, Vaux, Geneva, any of the students who struggle with reading, writing and maths. So in that line, we work with all the schools in the area, mainly international schools, but also bilingual. And occasionally we've had some students from the Swiss system as well. And as well as the dyslexia part, which you mentioned earlier, we do help children with their organisation, their study skills. And of course, children who have attention, we work a lot with those children and, you see that can really affect their learning in the classroom.
So students, what kind of age group are we talking about?
So we usually have students from about 7 to 14 years of age. The main ones we would have at the moment are between, say, 8 and 12.
And what does an average day look like with your programmes?
Well, we're a daily program, and children either come in the morning from 8 till 11 or in the afternoon from 12:30 to 3:30, and the students work in groups of four for three 50-minute lessons in reading, writing and maths. We also do some sessions on social skills and study skills and things as well. It's quite a fast-paced programme and very explicit, individually sort of set up for each programme, each child's needs. So, for example, some children might have slow processing, others might need a lot of time to revisit work and have that assistance to fill the gaps in their learning. So, the beauty of our programme is it's daily and it's explicit.
What are the goals? Because the goals aren't just academic, are they?
No, not really. Of course, parents always talk about the academic, but usually once they've started at Oak Hill, the main thing we hear about is confidence. We often hear parents say things like, I've got my son back, my daughter's just like her old self again. Because, as we all know, and I do with my French, if I don't feel confident about, the teacher and how I'm working, I'm not going to learn. So it's the same with the kids who come to us. Once they realise they're in a safe place where they can make mistakes and learn from them, and that, they get that explicit assistance every single day, they really start to improve. And the work is monitored every day, every week. The teachers adjust the program to fit the child's needs. And that academic growth comes from that as well. And we work really hard on the academic side of it as well. But, once we get the confidence going, then the two usually, are in tandem together.
Where do people find out more about you, Tricia? More about the programmes and just whether there's any other info about maybe signing up?
Well, people are always welcome to come to our lovely setting here in Neon, and we have a lot of information on our website, lots of resources about where to go for further help, and we have many social media channels like the Twitter and the Facebook and the Instagram, and we have often open mornings through the year and seminars, and just pick up the phone or send an email. That's the best way probably for some parents to start their journey.
Great. Very simply, the website is oakhill.ch.
Yep.
Head teacher Tricia Spencer, thanks so much for telling us about what you do ahead of Dyslexia Awareness Month, which starts tomorrow. It's the whole of October. Thanks so much, Tricia.
Thanks so much, Kat. Bye for now. This week